Anyway, I ripped open the letters I received from each school with eager anticipation, fully expecting to receive nothing but good news. Every school except Georgetown rejected me. I felt like shit. Much like the Olympic athlete who devotes 4 years to training and then ends up just shy of the bronze in fourth place. I felt as if I had failed, that all of this time I put in had truly been for naught. I may not have known where I wanted to go or why, but I sure wanted to get in. I wanted to cross the finish line, and I certainly wanted to bat better than 1 for 6. Sure, I got into Georgetown, but by then I had realized I didn't want to go there anymore. It was too close to my home, and the one thing I had finally realized about college was that I wanted to go to a place where my parents couldn't get to me on weekends. Besides, the only reason I had applied there was because it had a good foreign service school, but I was no longer interested in the foreign service. Too much stuff to learn, and all that time around D.C. had killed my taste for working for the government. This is the kind of moment when people will tell you that things happen for a reason. Well, the reason this happened is because I trusted my guidance counselor to give good guidance. He didn't. Sure, he may just have been the instrument fate used to change the course of my life, but that was of no solace. And let's face it, the man screwed up big time. Authority was no longer infallible in my eyes, and the next time, I wouldn't be so trusting. My counselor couldn't apologize enough, but that was of no help at all. He set up interviews with dozens of schools that couldn't believe I was still available. Nice, but now I was wary of anyone who really wanted me. How good a school could it be if they were willing to put up with me? Many were small Midwestern colleges, miles from any form of civilization, and the black and white pictures in the school brochures of young co-eds in dowdy pleated skirts did little to pique my interest. The only good news was that by that time I knew what I wanted from a school. It had to have a drama department. You see, that spring we'd had a talent show, and my friends and I had written the book for it, giving the show its through line. I played a talent agent for whom all of the acts performed to see if they could get on the prestigious Ed Sullivan Show. And breaking with the traditional format of, gee, weren't the kids just wonderful? Those Ukrainian folk dances were sure special. I told them they just weren't that good. It made for very good comedy and was a huge success. I was hooked. I didn't think I would ever pursue theater as a career, but I wanted to at least give it a try. So I decided I would spend a year at the University of Maryland and then find a school where I could pursue my dream.